The light will come to him someday, and then he will repay for all your heartaches, griefs and tears. 15. And Ruth, you must not think that you are free from blame. 16. If you had walked in wisdom's ways, and been content to hold your peace, this grief would not have come to you. 17. It takes a long, long time for light to break into the shell of prejudice, and patience is the lesson you have need to learn. 18. The constant dropping of the water wears away the hardest stone. 113. 19. The sweet and holy incense of a godly life will melt intolerance much quicker than the hottest flame, or hardest blow. 20. Just wait a little time, and then go home with sympathy and love. Talk not of Christ, nor of the kingdom of the Holy One. 21. Just live a godly life, refrain from harshness in your speech, and you will lead your husband to the light. 22. And it was so. Chapter 78. Jesus in Jericho. Heals a servant of Asher. Goes to the Jordan and speaks to the people. Establishes baptism as a pledge of discipleship. Baptizes 6 disciples, who in turn baptize many people. 1. And Jesus went to Jericho, and at the inn of Asher he abode. 2. A servant at the inn was sick, nigh unto death, the healers could not cure. 3. And Jesus came and touched the dying girl, and said, Malone, arise. And in a moment pain was gone, the fever ceased, the maid was well. 4. And then the people brought their sick, and they were healed. 5. But Jesus did not tarry long in Jericho, he went down to the Jordan ford where John was wont to teach. 6. The multitudes were there and Jesus said to them, Behold, the time has come, the kingdom is at hand. 7. None but the pure in heart can come into the kingdom of the Holy One, but every son and daughter of the human race is called upon to turn from evil and become the pure in heart. 8. The resolution to attain and enter through the Christine gate into the kingdom of the Holy One will constitute discipleship, and everyone must make a pledge of his discipleship. 9. John washed your bodies in the stream, symbolic of the cleansing of the soul, in preparation for the coming of the King, the opening of the Christine gate into the kingdom of the Holy One. 10. John did a mighty work, but now the Christine gate is opened up, and washing is established as the pledge of your discipleship. 11. Until this age shall close, this pledge shall be a rite, and shall be called baptism rite, and it shall be a sign to men, and seal to God of men's discipleship. 12. You men of every nation, hear. Come unto me, the Christine gate is opened up, turn from your sins and be baptized, and you shall enter through the gate and see the King. 13. The 6 disciples who had followed Jesus stood near, and Jesus led them forth and in the Jordan he baptized them in the name of Christ, and then he said to them. 114. 14. My friends, you are the first to enter through the Christine gate into the kingdom of the Holy One. 15. As I baptized you in the name of Christ, so you shall, in that sacred name, baptize all men and women who will confess their faith in Christ, and shall renounce their sins. 16. And, lo, the multitudes came down, renounced their sins, confessed their faith in Christ, and were baptized. Chapter 79. John, the harbinger, at Salim. A lawyer inquires about Jesus. John explains to the multitude the mission of Jesus. 1. Now, John the harbinger, was at the Salim springs where water was abundant, and washed the bodies of the people who confessed their sins. 2. A Jewish lawyer went to John and said, Has not this man from Galilee, he whom you washed and called the Christ, become your foe? 3. They say that he is at the Jordan ford, that he is building up a church, or something else, and that he washes people just as you have done. 4. And John replied, This Jesus is indeed the Christ whose way I came to pave. He is not foe of mine. 5. The bridegroom hath the bride, his friends are near, and when they hear his voice they all rejoice. 6. The kingdom of the Holy One is bride, and Christ the groom, and I, the harbinger, am full of joy because they prosper so abundantly. 7. I have performed the work that I was sent to do, the work of Jesus just begins. 8. Then turning to the multitudes he said, Christ is the King of righteousness, Christ is the love of God, yea, he is God, one of the holy persons of the triune God. 9. Christ lives in every heart of purity. 10. Now, Jesus who is preaching at the Jordan ford, has been subjected to the hardest tests of human life, and he has conquered all the appetites and passions of the carnal man. 11. And by the highest court of heaven, has been declared a man of such superior purity and holiness that he can demonstrate the presence of the Christ on earth. 12. Lo, love divine, which is the Christ, abides in him, and he is pattern for the race. 13. And every man can see in him what every man will be when he has conquered all the passions of the selfish self. 14. In water I have washed the bodies of the people who have turned from sin, symbolic of the cleansing of the soul. 115. 15. But Jesus bathes forever in the living waters of the holy breath. 16. And Jesus comes to bring the Savior of the world to men, love is the Savior of the world. 17. And all who put their trust in Christ, and follow Jesus as a pattern and a guide, have everlasting life. 18. But they who do not trust the Christ, and will not purify their hearts so that the Christ can dwell within, can never enter life. Chapter 80. Lamaze comes from India to see Jesus. He listens to the teachings of John and Salim. John tells him of the divine mission of Jesus. Lamaze finds Jesus at the Jordan. The masters recognize each other. 1. Lamaze, priest of Brahm, who was a friend of Jesus when he was in the temple of Jagannath, had heard of Jesus and his mighty works in many lands, and he had left his home and come to Palestine in search of him. 2. And as he journeyed towards Jerusalem he heard of John, the harbinger, who was esteemed a prophet of the living God. 3. Lamaze found the harbinger at Salim Springs, for many days he was a silent listener to the pungent truths he taught. 4. And he was present when the Pharisee told John of Jesus and his mighty works. 5. He heard the answer of the harbinger, heard him bless the name of Jesus, whom he called the Christ. 6. And then he spoke to John, he said, pray tell me more about this Jesus whom you call the Christ. 7. And John replied, this Jesus is the love of God made manifest. 8. Lo, men are living on the lower plains, the plains of greed and selfishness, for self they fight. They conquer with the sword. 9. In every land the strong enslave and kill the weak. All kingdoms rise by force of arms, for force is king. 10. This Jesus comes to overthrow this iron rule of force, and seat love on the throne of power. 11. And Jesus fears no man. He preaches boldly in the courts of kings, and everywhere, that victory is won by force of arms or crimes. 12. That every worthy end may be attained by gentleness and love, just as the Prince of Peace, Melchizedek, the priest of God, won gallant victories in war without the shedding of a drop of blood. 13. You ask where are the temples of the Christ? He ministers at shrines not made with hands, his temples are the hearts of holy men who are prepared to see the King. 14. The groves of nature are his synagogues, his forum is the world. 116. 15. He has no priests dressed up in puppet style to be admired by men, for every son of man is priest of love. 16. When man has purified his heart by faith, he needs no middleman to intercede. 17. He is on friendly terms with God, is not afraid of him, and he is able, and is bold enough, to lay his body on the altar of the Lord. 18. Thus every man is priest, and is himself a living sacrifice. 19. You need not seek the Christ, for when your heart is purified the Christ will come, and will abide with you forevermore. 20. And then Lammas journeyed on, he came to Jesus as he taught beside the ford. 21. And Jesus said, Behold the Star of India. 22. Lammas said, Behold the Son of Righteousness. And he confessed his faith in Christ, and followed him. Chapter 81. The Christians' journey toward Galilee. They tarry for a time at Jacob's well, and Jesus teaches a woman of Samaria. 1. The Christian gate into the kingdom of the Holy One was opened up, and Jesus and the six disciples and Lammas left the Jordan ford and turned their faces toward Galilee. 2. Their way lay through Samaria, and as they journeyed on they came to Sychar, which was near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to Joseph when a youth. 3. And Jacob's well was there, and Jesus sat beside the well in silent thought, and his disciples went into the town to purchase bread. 4. A woman of the town came out to fill her pitcher from the well, and Jesus was athirst, and when he asked the woman for a drink she said, 5. I am a woman of Samaria, and you a Jew? Do you not know that there is enmity between Samaritans and Jews? They traffic not, then why ask me the favor of a drink? 6. And Jesus said, Samaritans and Jews are all the children of one God, our Father God, and they are kin. 7. It is but prejudice born of the carnal mind that breeds this enmity and hate. 8. While I was born a Jew, I recognized the brotherhood of life. Samaritans are just as dear to me as Jew or Greek. 9. And then, had you but known the blessings that our Father God has sent to men by me, you would have asked me for a drink. 10. And I would gladly have given you a cup of water from the fount of life, and you would never thirst again. 11. The woman said, This well is deep, and you have naught with which to draw. How could you get the water that you speak about? 12. And Jesus said, The water that I speak about comes not from Jacob's well. It flows from the springs that never fail. 13. Lo, everyone who drinks from Jacob's well will thirst again, but they who drink the water that I give will never thirst again. 14. For their themes levels become a well, and from their inner parts the sparkling waters bubble up into eternal life. 15. The woman said, Sir, I would drink from that rich well of life. Give me to drink, that I may thirst no more. 16. And Jesus said, Go call your husband from the town that he may share with you this living cup. 17. The woman said, I have no husband, sir. 18. And Jesus answered her and said, You scarcely know what husband means. You seem to be a gilded butterfly that flits from flower to flower. 19. To you there is no sacredness in marriage ties, and you affin ties with any man. 20. And you have lived with 5 of them who were esteemed as husbands by your friends. 21. The woman said, Do I not speak unto a prophet and a seer? Will you not condescend to tell me who you are? 22. And Jesus said, I need not tell you who I am, for you have read the law, the prophets and the Psalms that tell of me. 23. I am one come to break away the wall that separates the sons of men. In holy breath there is no Greek, no Jew, and no Samaritan, no bond, nor free, for all are one. 24. The woman asked, Why do you say that only in Jerusalem man ought to pray, and that they should not worship in our holy mount? 25. And Jesus said, What you have said, I do not say. One place is just as sacred as another place. 26. The hour has come when men must worship God within the temple of the heart, for God is not within Jerusalem, nor in your holy mount in any way that he is not in every heart. 27. Our God is spirit, they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. 28. The woman said, We know that when Messiah comes that he will lead us in the ways of truth. 29. And Jesus said, Behold the Christ has come. Messiah speaks to you. 118. Chapter 82. While Jesus is teaching, His disciples come and marvel because he speaks with a Samaritan. Many people from Sychar come to see Jesus. He speaks to them. With his disciples he goes to Sychar and remains for certain days. 1. While Jesus yet was talking to the woman at the well, the six disciples came from Sychar with the food. 2. And when they saw him talking to a woman of Samaria, and one they thought a courtesan, they were amazed, yet no one asked him why he spoke with her. 3. The woman was so lost in thought and so intent on what the master said, that she forgot her errand to the well. She left her pitcher and ran quickly to the town. 4. She told the people all about the prophet she had met at Jacob's well. She said, "He told me everything I ever did." 5. And when the people would know more about the man, the woman said, "Come out and see." And multitudes went out to Jacob's well. 6. When Jesus saw them come, he said to those who followed him, "You need not say, 'It is 4 months before the harvest time.' 7. Behold, the harvest time is now. Lift up your eyes and look. The fields are golden with the ripened grain. 8. Lo, many sowers have gone forth to sow the seeds of life. The seed has grown, the plants have strengthened in the summer sun, the grain has ripened, and the master calls for men to reap. 9. And you shall go out in the fields and reap what other men have sown, but when the reckoning day shall come, the sowers and the reapers altogether will rejoice. 10. And Philip said to Jesus, "Stay now your work a time and sit beneath this olive tree and eat a portion of this food. You must be faint, for you have eaten naught since early day." 11. But Jesus said, "I am not faint, for I have food to eat you know not of." 12. Then the disciples said among themselves, "Who could have brought him aught to eat?" 13. They did not know that he had power to turn the very ethers into bread. 14. And Jesus said, "The master of the harvest never sends his reapers forth and feeds them not." 15. My Father who has sent me forth into the harvest field of human life will never suffer me to want, and when he calls for you to serve, lo, he will give you food, will clothe and shelter you. 16. Then turning to the people of Samaria, he said, "Think not it strange that I, a Jew, should speak to you, for I am one with you." 119. 17. The universal Christ who was and is, and evermore shall be, is manifest in me. But Christ belongs to every man. 18. God scatters forth his blessings with a lavish hand, and he is not more kind to one than to another one of all the creatures of his hand. 19. I just came up from Judah's hills, and God's same sun was shining and his flowers were blooming, and in the night his stars were just as bright as they are here. 20. God cannot cast a child away. The Jew, the Greek and the Samaritan are equal in his sight. 21. And why should men and women fret and quarrel, like children in their plays? 22. The lines that separate the sons of men are made of straw, and just a single breath of love would blow them all away. 23. The people were amazed at what the stranger said, and many said, "The Christ that was to come has surely come." 24. And Jesus went with them into the town, and tarried certain days. Chapter 83. Jesus teaches the people of Sychar, casts a wicked spirit out of one obsessed, sends the spirit to its own place, heals many people. The priests are disturbed by the presence of Jesus in Sychar, but he speaks to them and wins their favor. 1. In Sychar Jesus taught the people in the marketplace. 2. A man obsessed was brought to him. The wicked spirit that possessed the man was full of violence and lust, and often threw his victim to the ground. 3. And Jesus spoke aloud and said, "Base spirit, loose your hold upon the vitals of this man, and go back to your own." 4. And then the spirit begged that he might go into the body of a dog that stood nearby. 5. But Jesus said, "Why harm the helpless dog? Its life is just as dear to it as mine to me." 6. It is not yours to throw the burden of your sin on any living thing. 7. By your own deeds and evil thoughts you have brought all these perils on yourself. You have hard problems to be solved, but you must solve them for yourself. 8. By thus obsessing man, you make your own conditions doubly sad. Go back into your own domain, refrain from harming anything, and by, you will yourself be free. 9. The wicked spirit left the man and went unto his own. The man looked up in thankfulness and said, "Praise God." 10. And many of the people brought their sick, and Jesus spoke the word, and they were healed. 11. The ruler of the synagogue and all the priests were much disturbed when told that Jesus from Jerusalem was preaching in the town. 12. They thought that he had come to proselyte and stir up strife among Samaritans. 13. And so they sent an officer to bring him to the synagogue that he might give a reason for his presence in the town. 14. But Jesus said to him who came, "Go back and tell the priests and ruler of the synagogue that I am not engaged in crime." 15. I come to bind up broken hearts, to heal the sick, and cast the evil spirits out of those obsessed. 16. Tell them their prophets spoke of me, that I come to break no law, but to fulfill the highest law. 17. The man returned and told the priests and ruler of the synagogue what Jesus said. 18. The ruler was amazed, and with the priests went to the marketplace where Jesus was. 19. And when he saw them, Jesus said, "Behold the honored men of all Samaria, the men ordained to lead the people in the way of right." 20. And I am come to help, and not to hinder in their work. 21. There are two classes of the sons of men: they who would build the human race upon the sure foundation stones of justice, truth, equality and right. 22. And they who would destroy the holy temple, where the spirit dwells, and bring their fellows down to beggary and crime. 23. The holy brotherhood of right must stand united in the stirring conflicts of the hour. 24. No matter whether they be Jews, Samaritans, Assyrians, or Greeks, they must tramp down beneath their feet all strife, all discord, jealousy and hate, and demonstrate the brotherhood of man. 25. Then to the ruler of the synagogue he spoke, he said, "United in the cause of right we stand, divided we will fall." 26. And then he took the ruler by the hand. A love light filled their souls, and all the people were amazed. 121. Chapter 84. The Christians resume their journey. They tarry a while in the city of Samaria. Jesus speaks in the synagogue. Heals a woman by mental power. He disappears, but later joins his disciples as they journey towards Nazareth. 1. The Christians turned their faces toward the land of Galilee. But when they reached the city of Samaria, the multitudes pressed hard about them, begging them to tarry in their city for a while. 2. And then they went up to the synagogue, and Jesus opened up the book of Moses, and he read. 3. In thee and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. 4. And then he closed the book and said, "These words were spoken by the Lord of hosts unto our father Abraham, and Israel has been blessedness to all the world." 5. We are his seed, but not a tithe of the great work that we were called to do has yet been done. 6. The Lord of hosts has set apart the Israelites to teach the unity of God and man, but one can never teach that which he does not demonstrate in life. 7. Our God is spirit, and in him all wisdom, love and strength abide. 8. In every man these sacred attributes are budding forth, and in due time they will unfold, the demonstration will completed be, and man will comprehend the fact of unity. 9. And you, ruler of the synagogue, and you, these priests, are honored servants of the Lord of hosts. 10. All men are looking unto you for guidance in the ways of life. Example is another name for priest, so what you would that people be, that you must be. 11. A simple godly life may win 10,000 souls to purity and right. 12. And all the people said, Amen. 13. Then Jesus left the synagogue, and at the hour of evening prayer he went up to the sacred grove, and all the people turned their faces toward their holy mount and prayed. 14. And Jesus prayed. 15. And as he sat in silent mood, a voice of soul spoke to his soul, imploring help. 16. And Jesus saw a woman on a couch in sore distress, for she was sick nigh unto death. 17. She could not speak, but she had heard that Jesus was a man of God, and in her heart she called on him for help. 18. And Jesus helped. He did not speak, but like a flash of light, a mighty virtue from his soul filled full the body of the dying one, and she arose, and joined her kindred while they prayed. 19. Her kindred were astonished, and they said to her, "How were you healed?" And she replied, 122. 20. I do not know, I simply asked the man of God in thought for healing power, and in a moment I was well. 21. The people said, "The gods have surely come to earth, for man has not the power to heal by thought." 22. But Jesus said, "The greatest power in heaven and earth is thought." 23. God made the universe by thought. He paints the lily and the rose with thought. 24. Why think it strange that I should send a healing thought and change the ethers of disease and death to those of health and life? 25. Lo, you shall see far greater things than this, for by the power of holy thought, my body will be changed from carnal flesh to spirit form, and so will yours. 26. When Jesus had thus said, he disappeared, and no one saw him go. 27. His own disciples did not comprehend the change, they knew not where their master went, and they went on their way. 28. But as they walked and talked about the strange event, lo, Jesus came and walked with them to Nazareth of Galilee. Chapter 85. John, the harbinger, censures Herod for his wickedness. Herod sends him to prison in Machaerus. Jesus tells why God permitted the imprisonment of John. 1. Herod Antipas, the tetrarch of Parrhachia and of Galilee, was dissipated, selfish and tyrannical. 2. He drove his wife away from home that he might take as wife Herodias, the wife of one, a near of kin, a woman, like himself, immoral and unjust. 3. The city of Tiberias, upon the shores of Galilee, was Herod's home. 4. Now John, the harbinger, had left the Siloam Springs to teach the people by the Sea of Galilee, and he rebuked the wicked ruler and his stolen wife for all their sins. 5. Herodias was enraged because the preacher dared accuse her and her husband of their crimes. 6. And she prevailed on Herod to arrest the harbinger and cast him in a dungeon in the castle of Machaerus that stood beside the Bitter Sea. 7. And Herod did as she required. Then she lived in peace in all her sins, for none were bold enough to censure her again. 8. The followers of John were warned to speak not of the trial and imprisonment of John. 9. By order of the court, they were restrained from teaching in the public halls. 10. They could not talk about this better life that Herod called the heresy of John. 11. When it was known that John had been imprisoned by the Tetrarch court, the friends of Jesus thought it best that he should not remain in Galilee. 12. But Jesus said, "I have no need of fear, my time has not yet come, no man can stay me till my work is done." 13. And when they asked why God permitted Herod to imprison John, he said, 14. Behold yon stalk of wheat. When it has brought the grain to perfectness, it is of no more worth, it falls, becoming part of earth again from which it came. 15. John is a stalk of golden wheat, he brought unto maturity the richest grain of all the earth. His work is done. 16. If he had said another word, it might have marred the symmetry of what is now a noble life. 17. And when my work is done, the rulers will do unto me what they have done to John, and more. 18. All these events are part of God's own plan. The innocent will suffer while the wicked are in power, but woe to them who cause the suffering of the innocents. Chapter 86. The Christians are in Nazareth. Jesus speaks in the synagogue. He offends the people and they attempt to kill him. He mysteriously disappears, and returns to the synagogue. 1.